It's All Things Keeping the Arts Alive this hour, and we do it with Utshepo Noah. We speak about the CCU, Creative Christmas Unity, a celebration of arts that's happening on the 25th of December. Utshepo, welcome to Rise FM.
Hi, thank you very much for having me, and hi to all listeners.
CCU, Creative Christmas Unity, a celebration of arts. Tell us about it.
CCU is a new event that is being hosted in Almasristi, brought to us by artist known by Utshepo Noah, which is myself. It's an event that is aiming to celebrate creative art practitioners as a whole, accommodating everyone within neighboring communities and my communities as well, so that we want to preach love, and there's only one thing that can prevail love by celebrating through art. Everything will be fine.
Why is it so important for us to celebrate the arts industry, to celebrate our creatives who really do so much for us? I mean, these are the people that really make our imaginations run wild. These are the people that keep us entertained, who make us laugh when we're having a bad day.
Yes, it is important for us to celebrate love through creative art, because it is through music that we can all be united. I've noticed that a lot of Africans, because of the affordability, we end up not celebrating who we are or celebrating things that God has given us. So it is through music that can unite everyone, whether you afford or you don't afford, or you are from urban area or rural area. Music can unite each and every person so that we speak one common language, which is love.
And who are we calling on to come to this event?
We are inviting all people around Dr. J.S. Moroka Local Municipality. That is the first. That is our first primary goal, and then we extend obviously the invitation to Mpumalanga as a whole and other provinces, South Africa across, to come and celebrate. So we are pleading to family members that please come and join us in this event, because this festival is so unique. It's not a festival that is targeted people who are over age or are over the age of 18, but even children are more than welcome to come, because we have catered their side in terms of getting fun games for them. Their meal go around so that they can all have fun there while their parents are still enjoying the good music that we are planning to give. So people must just come in numbers to see their own. Because what I love about the CCU event is that it has more of local talent rather than well-established artists. Because we all know well-established artists, when it comes to December time, it is their peak time. So they are very much expensive. Unfortunately, we cannot afford them. But that does not stop us to do something for our community in the form of saying, we appreciate the support that you are giving us throughout the years. Yes, we know we're still at the ground level, but through your support, we might make it one day. That is why the event is for free of charge. In short, it means it's a Thanksgiving event to all people who are supporting local talent.
So you speak about, you know, having the inclusion of young kids who can come, and they are also going to be entertained. And you also speak about the support of local artists that you guys are going to have up on your stage, which is very important. So really, do we see our local artists being supported and being exposed to these type of events? How important is it for us to expose our children to the local artists that we have, to expose them to the creative industry and what it can do for someone?
It is very imperative for us as parents, or you as parents, to support and invest in your own local talent. Because immediately when you start to realize that there's a potential in this young man or young woman, that thing will automatically make us as parents to invest in such talent. Because gone are those days whereby information, you can only go to Joburg and for you to be successful. Fourth industrial revolution has made things more easier. People can make it without being famous on their own due to resources that have been made available everywhere. So it is very much important for us to support the local talent, because it is through them that we can be proud of our place where we come from. Because Absolutely. Once we start to support those who are already at the top level, then it means the gap between rural areas and the urban areas will still remain the same. So the aim for us to support the local talent is to try by all means to close the gap and open doors for these young ones, the young upcoming generation. Because remember, in South Africa, more mm-hmm. especially in rural areas, mm-hmm. arts is not taught at the foundation level of our schools.
Yeah.
So we owe it to ourselves to revive that, so that maybe one day government might meet us halfway and then they reintroduce arts at the rural school in government school, so that when these children, they grow up and they've got the talent, then they can mature at an early age, so that we can eradicate poverty across the whole world.
Well, thank you so much for coming on to the show. We wish you all the very best with your Creative Christmas Unity Celebration of Arts event. May it go very, very well. And I'm hoping there's going to be many, many more. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much for hosting me. And I appreciate the support that Rise FM is giving us. I appreciate it. God bless you.
God bless you too. We absolutely love it. We love creatives and we love what they're doing. It's Rise FM Mid-Mornings. And if you are in and around the area, Dr. J.S. Moroka, make sure you go there. It's on the 25th of December. Hey.